Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B got personal in Harper Bazaar's March issue cover story, where she opened up about her baby, her relationship with Offset, and more. Ever since Cardi and Offset had their baby, Cardi has been pretty open about her struggles with postpartum depression and its large impact on her career. She said, "I thought I was going to avoid it. When I gave birth, the doctor told me about postpartum, and I was like, well, I'm doing good right now. I don't think that's going to happen. But out of nowhere, the world was heavy on my shoulders." Cardi B also said that Offset begged her to go to marriage counseling before their split, but she didn't want to. The Bodak Yellow rapper opened up about her split from her husband in the interview as well. She said, "I didn't want to go to marriage counseling. He suggested it. I didn't want to go. There's no counselor or nothing that could make me change my mind." You can read the full interview on it's going to be in newsstands February 19th. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and Childish Gambino all turned down offers to perform at the 2019 Grammys. All three acts are up for numerous awards this Sunday. The Grammy producer, N. Ehrlich, who is the one that's like in cahoots with Ariana Grande right now, told the New York Times that despite having nearly 20 nominations between them, all three stars had declined to perform at the event. Representatives for each artist also declined to comment on whether they would be attending the ceremony at all. The producer said, "The fact of the matter is, we continue to have a problem in the hip-hop world. When they don't take home a big prize, the regard of the Academy and what the Grammys represent continues to be less meaningful to the hip-hop community, which is sad." Michelle Rodriguez had a, I will say, interesting way of defending her co-star Liam Neeson, saying that he's not a racist. The Taken actor came under fire after saying he once sought revenge for a loved one's rape by searching for every black person to kill. But Rodriguez said, "It's all BS. Liam Neeson is not a racist. Dude, have you watched the movie Windows? His tongue was so far down Viola Davis's throat. You can't call him a racist ever."
True.
She said, "Racists don't make out with the race that they hate, especially in the way that he does with his tongue so deep down her throat. I don't care how good of an actor you are." I just like genuinely don't understand that defense. Like, I just don't feel like that's really valid. I mean, you had like plantation owners having, you know, sex with their slaves. Like, that doesn't mean that they're, you know what I mean? That's not like a valid
defense. I'm a racist. I had sex with them.
I don't know.
So bizarre.
I don't understand that.
I still, though, going back to his thing, Alex, I don't really think his statement, when you hear the full thing, I don't think he meant it as far as being racist. My opinion.
I would agree with that. I think it was poorly worded. It was stupid to say in hindsight. Just not a smart thing to say. And I think he gets that now. I think Michelle's defense was strange, though. Tom Brady isn't offering up any clues about whether he'll visit President Trump at the White House with his teammates. A reporter from NBC asked Brady yesterday if he plans to go to D.C. That's when Tom Brady paused, looked at the crowd, and simply said, "Next question." Tom passed on the White House visit back in 2017. And back then, his wife Giselle was very vocal about her dislike of Trump and his policies. Coming up next in the garbage in about a little less than an hour, the biggest bombshells from Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin's Vogue interview yesterday.